Welcome to Rock the Midlife Show, a podcast that brings you fun and interesting conversations to inspire, motivate, and encourage women on their journey through midlife. I am your host, Alinka Tercic. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I'm Alinka Tercic, and today's episode is just me. Every now and then, I decided to do a solo episode where I will share my knowledge and my skills and my wisdom with you. So it's not always about others and interviewing others, but, you know, giving you also my thoughts and my insights and my ideas how we can all rock the midlife. So today's episode is dedicated to celebrating the midlife. We are, you know, when we are growing older, we get this feeling, okay, I'm 40, I'm 50, you know, something that's really scary, something that a lot of people want to shy away from, but it's life, you know, we are getting older, the number is getting higher and higher, but it doesn't mean that we have to subscribe to that society's notion that when you are 40, you are already old, or when you're 50, you are, you know, halfway to your grave. We can celebrate the midlife as really important passage of our life. It is an important cycle in our whole life. And just like with the nature, I love gardening. I feel the best in nature, and I observe a lot of the cycles in nature, not just, you know, the seasons, but the moons and everything. And I really feel like nature itself, we are part of the nature. We are part of this Mother Earth, and we are part of these cycles and the how life goes on. And the midlife is a really important part, you know, like just every tree or every plant has their own life cycles. And you know, first they're growing and growing roots, you know, building their foundations. And then, you know, they started to blossom. And, you know, before they start bearing fruit or vegetables or whatever. So I feel that as human beings, we go through the same cycles. And, you know, midlife is that cycle between, I would say, between summer and fall, you know, so it's, you already have your roots, you already have your foundations, you've built a career, you had a family, you raised your kids, and now it is time to blossom. And oftentimes we feel like, you know, our best years are behind us. But when I speak to women in my age group, you know, around 50, 45, 60, you know, they're all saying that they are feeling their best. They are feeling, they never really understood that, but they know themselves. They are following their own dreams. They are doing something that they love. They are being who they are, not who others told them to be. So it is really important to recognize this passage, and it can be really painful, and it can last for years. And I remember my own midlife awakening. I don't want to call it crisis, but, you know, oftentimes I felt like it's a crisis that my whole world is crumbling down, that my whole world is falling apart, that, you know, my kids are growing older. They don't need me anymore. I lost a job, and I had a job that I, you know, I was very skillful. I was professional. I was successful, but I was not satisfied with it. And I knew that this is not something that I should move forward. It was draining. It was like nerve-wracking, fighting, suffering through it. So I knew that this is not kind of a long-term path, but I followed it until I realized that I should really start looking after myself. You know, I was 40, and like I said, everything was falling apart. My relationship with my husband was on the verge of divorce. It was everything, every area of my life demanded my attention to really look into it and to evaluate, is this something that I need to continue to live, or do I do something to change it for the better? And, you know, it was hard. It was hard to admit that, you know, I have problems in my life. It was hard to admit that I am not living that perfect, you know, city life with big house and nice car and nice family. And, you know, so, but it didn't fulfill me. I was miserable. I was really desperate and not really depressed in a clinical way, but I was stressed out. I was overwhelmed with everything that is demanded of me. And up to that point, I was kind of always obedient, good girl, following what others told me. You know, I really love learning new things. So, you know, studying and going to school was easy for me, you know, and I love the attention. I love the, you know, the label of being a good student because I really was enjoying it. But then, you know, getting a job and getting a family and building a home and everything that kind of was prescribed for me. And I'm not saying that I didn't like every part of that life, but at 40s, I realized that's not what I really want. I was kind of trying to live every day and really fulfilling. And I love my kids. I love my husband. I love where I live, but it was not fulfilling for my soul. And this is where I have to redefine myself. I had to really find who I am, what I love doing, what I love creating, how I love to live. You know, so being healthy and being fit is one part of the equation that we are so many times too focused upon. And we hear all this, you know, midlife crisis and menopause in the same sentence. And it's like threatening, like, oh, just wait till you get to the menopause. You know, your whole world will, you will get sicker. You will get your mood swings, your hot flashes, everything that comes at you. But, you know, my point and my view is that this is another part of our life. And just as we got a period at some point and it was not a big drama physically, it was probably a lot of shame or drama around, you know, just the fact that you're getting a period, because this is something that it's not really talked about as much, or it was not talked back then. And then, you know, in menopause and in midlife, we are facing with so many influences, not just influences, what we put inside our bodies, what we eat, what we drink, how we treat our bodies, but also this societal expectation of having this menopause that is, you know, like a death, and it is like a crisis, and it's something difficult, it's something that you suffer through. And I don't believe that. It is a normal part of our growing. It's a normal part of our aging. And just easily as we got it, we will lose it somehow. And I'm not saying, you know, to ignore all the symptoms that are coming with it, but I'm just saying that we're putting so much emphasis on that, that it's crippling our lives. And we really have to be aware of this approach to life, what we are expecting from life, what we are expecting of our bodies, and what we are expecting to be. And this is what I'm so passionate about, bringing this midlife as something that we can celebrate, that we can really reset and restructure and really up-level our lives. And as I said, we have the foundations, we have the skills, we have the mindset, we have the knowledge, we've been through the things, we have these experiences that no one can take away from us. But it's time in our midlife, it's time to learn from that, to put those pieces together into the foundations, into the building blocks, not something that's holding us back, or something as a block around our neck, or something that is stopping us. We can always learn. And this is how I want women to see midlife, not something that they are scared of, something that they fear or something that they dread, but something that, you know, it's time that they rediscover themselves. They find what they want. They find who they are. They can really follow their dreams. And it's finally time when you can say to your family and your friends, look, I am 50, 40, whatever years old, and this is my time. And giving yourself a permission, not asking them for the permission, I've taken care of you for 20 years and now it's my time. It's you taking that responsibility on yourself, not asking your kids or your husband or people around you to accommodate you and to give you the permission and give you, you know, the attention and being you being the victim, because you are now in your midlife and you're approaching menopause and, you know, the whole world is falling apart. No, we have to take that responsibility. And it's such a huge opportunity. It's such a huge platform where we are really starting afresh. We are starting basically from a blank plate, you know, not like babies or kids when they have the whole life in front of them. We already have that step below us. You know, we are not starting from zero. We are starting on the grounds of experiences, of the skills, of the being yourself. And then you can really make that leap and you can really move forward and you can really create what you want. So many of us didn't have a chance to be who we are. You know, where we finish school, we get a job, and then we marry and have kids. And, you know, we've always been in this environment where others were putting a pressure on ourselves and putting their expectations first and their needs first. And I'm the first one to admit, you know, when my kids came, they were the first and the only ones. And then, you know, for a long time, nothing. And it really took the toll on my relationship with my husband. But now when kids are older, you know, I recognize my mistakes. I recognize how I brought this relationship into this position. And we are rebuilding our relationship. But now we are so much older. We have the financial situation kind of sorted. We have our home. We don't have to kind of, we are not forced to build a home, to build a family, to build that foundations. We have that. And now it's really time for me to shine. It is time for me to claim who I am, to take back my powers and be who I want to be. And this is such an exciting and amazing opportunity for every woman to not fall into, oh, it's too late, I'm too old, I don't know, I can't compete with the younger. No, you are exactly where you are supposed to be, and this is your time. You cannot compete with younger, but we are a different category altogether, because they don't have your experiences, they don't have your childhood memories, the skills that you learned as a child. And I'm always saying we are the generation that we are bridge between the young kids, the young adults, and our parents and the older generation, where we can really bring forward the way of the world that it was before. You know, when we were so much more connected with the nature, when we were so much more connected with each other, when we were not relying on technology so much, and we still know those skills. You know, so many people I see are reviving those skills, those crafts, the knowledge that was kind of transferred from generation to generation. And we are at the point where we are still so full of powers, still so full of energy and motivation and, you know, wanting to change the world, wanting to change something and leave the impact, that we can bring those old wisdoms and the way of the world into the new world, where we can incorporate that into the new technology-based society. So it's not just technology for the sake of technology. But combining those two, we are bringing together and creating something that is more in service of the whole humanity and more in service of ourselves as human beings. And this is so exciting for me, you know, to talk about these opportunities that we have in the midlife and with all these platforms and tools and technology and everything that is available to us. And knowing who we are and really understanding what we want is the way forward, being ourselves. But we have to accept who we are. We have to embrace who we are. We have to learn who we are. And we have to kind of forgive and accept all the mistakes and everything that we think that we did wrong. But at the end, all these mistakes and all these failures and all these were just learning lessons for something that you are supposed to do in your future. So take that, learn from what you went through, make it an example, and be a role model for the generations to come. We are powerful beyond measure. We are skillful. We have this energy. We still have so much more to give. And I want you to give it a try, you know? Don't pull back. Be open, you know? Open your heart. Open your mind. Open your soul and shine as you can shine. And this is my wish for you for today. I'm Alenka Terzic, and if you want to follow me, and I also run a Facebook group called the Midlife Sorority. So if you want to join me and, you know, discuss these things a bit more, I hope you will. And until next time, talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. This was the Rock the Midlife Show and your host, Alenka Terzic. Bye.